This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tomorrow starts the Easter long weekend, and it's been a crazy few months. So I thought I'd get my old mate, Malcolm Gill, who's a church pastor here in Sydney, to talk about Easter. How you doing, Mal?
Yeah, doing really well, Sam.
It's been a crazy year in a bit. How do we stop and focus on Easter and the hope that Easter brings?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sam. Sam, I think all of us would have to acknowledge that this last year has been crazy, right? We've had fires, we've had the floods, we've had this pandemic that just sort of rocked us all. And I think in times of great despair, it actually forces us, helpfully, to maybe sometimes step back and ask bigger questions about life. And I think we would all probably agree that the world as we see it now is not as it should be. Everything seems off kilter. There just seems to be a lot of anxiety and a lack of hope around the world, and for good reason. The world is not as it should be. And actually, when we look to the pages of the Bible, we actually discover this is genuinely to be true. The world is not as it should be. And there's two problems that the Bible actually presents for us that we need to wrestle with when we consider the big things of life. And they're actually bigger than floods. They're bigger than fires. They're bigger than pandemics. And just in a nutshell, the two problems that each of us face, and this is why Easter, as we'll see, means a great deal to us, there's two great problems that all of us face, Sam. And those problems, the Bible calls them sin and death. Mm. Sin is the brokenness that we all experience and we all face. And that is not something that's just external like a fire or external like a flood. Sin is that internal problem that we all have. We all by nature know that we aren't as we should be. So even though we live in this world and we want to do right things, the reality is sometimes our hearts betray us, and the things that we don't want to do, we actually do. And this creates all sorts of havocs at an interpersonal level, certainly our relationship with God. And it's one of those things you can stop, for example, a war overseas, but it seems that you can't stop 2 5-year-old boys from slapping each other over a toy. And true. Why is that? Well, that's because we have this problem of sin. And unfortunately, when we grow up in the world, we both perpetrate sin onto other people, but also people perpetrate, and we are the victims of sin in our world. And the Bible says, this is why it's a problem. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Okay, separation and physical separation, but also alienation from God. And death, that's our second major problem, right? Doesn't matter who we are. Death has 100% success rate. Now, we try and slow it down. We try and make ourselves look young. But the reality is all of us one day will face the reality that we have a bigger problem than the fires. We have a bigger problem than the flood. We've got the reality that each of us are mortal. But here's where Easter comes in. You see, the Bible says that the wages of sin, the outcome of sin, is death. But it doesn't just leave us there in despair. It says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The good news of Easter is the problem of sin and death, God's actually done something about it. You see, Jesus, we call it Good Friday, and you look at the historical accounts, it was a terrible day as Jesus is punished and Jesus is brutally crucified. But for the Christian, it is Good Friday because Jesus pays the penalty for our sin, the wrong that we've done. Jesus himself takes that punishment that we deserve. So he defeats sin. He pays the penalty for sin. But secondly, he overcomes death. So if Good Friday was it, we might say, well, that's a good thing that our penalty is being paid, but we're still going to die. Mm. The good news is that on the third day, this is why Easter Sunday is the best day of the year, in my opinion, even better than Christmas Day. It's that Jesus rose back from the dead 3 days later. He conquered death. And now the reality is the hope of the Christian is that because Jesus has been raised from the dead, the promise of Scripture is that on the last day, all of God's people will be raised back to life. So even though now we wrestle with a world that is broken, we know that the world isn't as it should be, the good news of Easter is that God has not left the world just to run its course. He has stepped in, he has intervened in history by sending Jesus to die for our sins, but then to be raised 3 days later so that we can have a good relationship with him now and in the future, eternal life. And that's really, Sam, why I get excited about Easter. My penalty's been paid. God has provided a way for me to live with him, not only now, but in the future. And so I would say to all of us, that yes, fires will come. They're terrible. Pandemics, it's been a horrible last year. Floods, it's been devastating. But our bigger issues are sin and death. And the question we need to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do about a solution? And I'm suggesting, well, not me, the Bible reveals that God has done something about it. And that's why Easter to me is so good.
And I think I'm thinking back to last Easter and the pandemic had hit. No one could meet in churches. Everything was kind of done online haphazardly because it was so soon. And yet this year we can gather together, we can sing now, and we can celebrate the thing that Jesus has done. I think that's a real glimmer of hope that we all need this year.
It really is. And I like what there was an old English preacher named Charles Spurgeon who lived 100 or so years ago, and he used to talk about singing in church. He says it's a rehearsal for heaven. And so Easter Sunday, I really am looking forward to just down the road here, not too far, being able to lift my voice with God's people again and sing of this great news.
All right. You're going to sing at the back of the church? So your voice is masked?
I am. God's given me some gifts, but singing isn't one of them, Sam. But it says in the Bible, make a joyful noise. So that's what I'll be providing.
Look, Malcolm Gill, you have a fantastic Easter, and thank you for sharing the heart of Easter with all of Sydney this morning. It's been really great.
Thanks, Sam. Always good to chat. See ya.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.